Chapter 73. A Psalm by Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no struggles in their death, but their strength is firm. They are free from burdens of men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride is like a chain around their neck. Violence covers them like a garment. Their sin proceeds forth from fatness. Their hearts overflow with imaginations. They scoff and speak with malice. In arrogance, they threaten oppression. They have set their mouth in the heavens. Their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore my people turn to them, and they drink up waters of abundance. They say, "How does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Look, these are the wicked. Being always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely in vain I have cleansed my heart, and washed my hands in innocence, for all day long have I been plagued, and punished every morning. If I had said, 'I will speak thus,' look, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I tried to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I entered God's sanctuary, and considered their latter end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You throw them down to destruction. How they are suddenly destroyed. They are completely swept away with terrors. As a dream when one wakes up, so, Lord, when you awake, you will despise their fantasies. For my soul was grieved. I was embittered in my heart. I was so senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have held my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Who do I have in heaven? There is no one on earth who I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For, look, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But it is good for me to come close to God. I have made the Lord my refuge, that I may tell of all your works in the gates of the daughter of Zion.